Last week, Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed signed a new deal with Delta Airlines, part of the city's commitment that it won't operate or fund any commercial airport other than Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. But north of the city, Paulding County is still working toward adding commercial service. WABE's Tasneem Shama reports.
Mayor Kasim Reed is protective of Hartsfield-Jackson.
When folks start talking about another airport, show me who has done a better job in the airport space than we have. We are the best in the world at it. In my opinion, you probably shouldn't mess with that.
The second airport looking to add commercial passenger flights is Paulding Northwest Atlanta Airport, but it's in the middle of several lawsuits and opposition from Delta. Paulding Airport Manager Blake Swafford says he also thinks Hartsfield-Jackson is the world's best airport, but he thinks there should be more options for people who live north of Atlanta, who he says now drive to Chattanooga or Birmingham to catch a flight.
When you talk about folks who live in Norcross, Cherokee County, or even folks who live in Paulding County, it is a major undertaking depending on what day of the week and what time of the day you're trying to get to Hartsfield.
Swafford says he expects that Paulding Airport will receive the paperwork to start operating commercial flights later this year. Aviation analyst Ashley Nunez says he thinks Delta is just looking out for itself and not customers.
Ultimately, what this is about is increased competition, and everybody knows it.
Delta Airlines says a second airport would divert resources. Last week, it agreed to pay for half of a $6 billion expansion project at Hartsfield-Jackson. The project will add a runway, 400-room hotel, parking decks, passenger gates, and a new international concourse. In 2011, the City of Atlanta and Atlanta Regional Commission spent $1 million on a study that found a second airport was not feasible in the region. Tasneem Shama, WABE News.